Hello everyone, what is going on? This is Paul Mitchell and we are back with another edition of the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. We're winding down here, just a few games left in the season, and things are moving pretty quick. So we're just kind of getting by here each week, trying to bring you up to date here on what's going on with the team and with all the happenings and with the games and whatnot. The Spartans were in action this past week. A couple, again, tough games, as we always mention, on the schedule. Spartans faced off last Wednesday against their crosstown rivals, Livonia Churchill. Now, Churchill is having a really good year, and they're playing really well. So the Chargers were going to be up for this game, and Stevenson, they knew that this was going to be a tough one. Game started off, and it was a back-and-forth, really high-paced, quick game, a lot of speed. A lot of shots, but the goalies were the main guys in the game. Both goalies playing really well. Will Trege for Stevenson once again, as he's shown all season, just being a force there behind the net. First period was 0-0 after one. After two, 0-0. And going into the third, looked like this game might be headed into overtime. Just a lot of quick action back and forth. And it came down to literally the final minute. With a minute left in the game, the Spartans were able to put together a line rush, and Kevin Stefanik let a shot rip, and Justin Alton, senior captain Justin Alton, was there to pick up the rebound and bury a goal to put the Spartans up 1-0, and that would be the game winner, again with just a minute left. The Spartans went on to beat their rivals, Livonia Churchill, 1-0. Just a real dramatic finish to a really high-paced, really well-played high school hockey game. Churchill had a great showing. It was a great atmosphere, a really large crowd at Eddie Edgar. So not only good for both programs, but just really good for high school hockey in general. Just a great night of high school hockey for anyone that was fans of those teams or just fans of the sport in general. So nice quality win there for the Spartans, and it was back in action just the Friday after to face off against Catholic Central. Another tough opponent for the Spartans. They were away playing at USA Arena, so a little bit of a difference there. They have the larger ice there at Catholic Central. So again, Spartans knew they would be up against it, and the Spartans started off strong. They got a power play goal early by senior defenseman Kyle Lynch, and it was 1-0. Now, CC would find the back of the net off a tip, shot from the point that was tipped and deflected in. They would go up 2-1. Spartans would battle back, and the Spartans actually did score a goal to make it 2-2. What happened was, though, a delayed call that should have been a delayed call. CC had too many men on the ice. Refs blew an early whistle. The goal went in, and unfortunately, due to the whistle being blown, the goal was disallowed. It would have put the Spartans at 2-2 against CC, but unfortunately, that goal was called back. Now, that did put the Spartans on the power play, however, but unfortunately, they were unable to capitalize and bury a goal there on the power play to find the equalizer. CC would put a empty net goal in and take the game 3-1. So it was a hard one to swallow because the Spartans did end up tying it, and they played really well, had quite a lot of chances. Again, a common theme was Will Trege just played outstanding, as he has been all season. But just a couple unfortunate breaks there for the Spartans, but they were able to have a nice showing, learned a lot from that game, and move on. So a good couple quality games for the Spartans here the last few games, and we're winding down here to the last three of the season. So just a few games left, and then it's on to the playoffs. So right now, as we always do, we like to bring in our weekly segment here, Coach David Mitchell, as he is on every week here, to talk about what's going on with Stevenson Hockey. Coach, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, like always.
Okay, well, a common theme here, coming off another tough week of opponents. As we mentioned before, you guys faced off against Churchill, and then it was up against CC. Tell us about it.
We had a good week. It's really helping us get ready for the playoff run, the stretch run, and it's just helping us get better every day. But you know, we were successful against Churchill behind you know, Treggy and our defensive core and shutting them out, and then dropped a tough one to CC, and I think, you know, as everybody knows, we're getting chances. We just got to start finding the back of the net, and you know, our guys know what's ahead of them, and know that the only way really to do that is to keep working out in practice. So I'm very confident, and I know they're confident that we'll start doing that, because the chances are there, and they'll start going in.
Well, that's true. You guys are getting chances, and those will come here sooner than later. But something that you got to be proud of, though, is the defensive side of your game. Has, I mean, has been outstanding to limit Livonia Churchill only, or to shut them out. I think was their only shutout of this year. And just CC just to a couple goals. I mean, that's something that you got to be really be proud of for the team.
Yeah, we have a really hardworking group of kids that really take pride in the defensive zone, and then you know, with a goaltender like Will Treggy to anchor that, you know, he's putting up, you know, I'd say very quietly, but I mean, I'm sure people know about him, but he's putting up some pretty gaudy numbers this year, and so it's nice that it's a luxury to have that back there, but. You know, guys in front of them are playing hard. They're willing to block shots now. We're getting back to that. It seems like we're getting back to the play that we had earlier in the year, which is nice to see. And if we can, you know, couple that with, you know, finishing every now and then and getting some, you know, getting some of those chances in the back of the net, you know, we're going to be tough to beat. So it's a, you know, broken record here. It's a process. But, you know, we're excited about things moving forward.
Okay, and with that being said, you guys are now winding down. You got three games left. No easy task, though. You got Brighton coming up, then Churchill again in the crossover game, who you guys drew, and then you'll end the season with De La Salle. And this week is senior night, I should say, coming up this Friday. So I believe you have 9 seniors graduating this year, correct?
Yes, we do, and you know, it's always a special time of the year when we get to honor our seniors and honor those that. You know, been here and really helped make this program what it is. But as you mentioned, starts off on Wednesday here with Brighton, you know, challenging our guys. We played them twice now and lost 1-0 both times. So it's an obviously challenge, you know, a challenge for us. They're so well coached and play such a hard game that, you know, we'll have a work cut out for us. So it's we're excited with that opportunity and then come right back on Friday night against Churchill. And you know, it's tough to get your, you know, one of your rivals there the third time, but we're excited about it because we know it's going to be a hard fought, a good competitive, hard nosed hockey game. We got the utmost respect for them and for their coaching staff and for their players and what they do. So, you know, we're excited that we have a good you know, hard fought competitive game down the stretch there in that crossover, that ranking slot. So. We're excited about the week, and as you said, we're excited to honor our seniors and to at least recognize them and to thank them for what they've done, because people just, they hear about it, they see us on the ice, they see us, you know, come game night, but they don't have a, you know, I'm not sure they have really much of an idea of what these kids go through on a daily basis and what the time they put in, the effort they put in, the sacrifices they make, so... it's great that we have a chance, you know, a night like Friday night to honor them and to thank them for everything they've done. And it's just a really nice way to, you know, send them off or to, you know, hopefully we'll keep playing a little bit longer. But it'd be nice to honor them for a night and recognize them for all their accomplishments and what they've done.
Well, that always is a very special tradition here that you guys have every year, the senior night. Unfortunately, it is a little bit bittersweet, but nonetheless, it is a great opportunity to show those guys how much we do appreciate them and for everything they put forth through this program. So we are looking forward to that, looking forward to the last few games, and then on to the playoffs. So as always, Coach, we'd like to thank you for taking the time and getting us all up to date with the program. And just best of luck for this week and getting ready for a nice good stretch here.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks again. Appreciate everything you do and everything you're doing for our program. You know, a little side note here, people are going to start seeing on our Twitter feed the next couple of days. We're taking an opportunity here. Our players are going to start recognizing this week or be recognizing this week some teachers or some staff members from Stevenson High School that have been instrumental in their academic careers and meant a lot to them. So the guys are going to go out and take them a certificate and a Tim Hortons gift card that they purchased themselves and recognize a teacher and say a few nice things about a teacher or staff member. So We're trying to tie all this together because, you know, the staff, the Stevenson High School staff and administration is very much instrumental in our success and what we do and how we try to develop these young men and prepare them for, you know, life after Stevenson, whether it be in the hockey world or the you know, academia at college or at a trade or whatever they decide to do. So we're going to spend time doing that this week, so look for that on Twitter. And we're excited to do it and really thankful for those that are helping us out.
Okay, well, very cool opportunity here, Coach, that you mentioned there, not only for the students but for some of these faculty members to receive an honor like that. So a very cool idea that you guys are doing that. Like Coach mentioned, keep an eye on that out on Twitter, Livonia Stevenson Hockey, not only for that but for any updates that may come here in the next week. And that'll do it. So, again, Coach, thanks for being on here. And that'll wrap up the Coach's Corner, if you will, for this week on the Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Okay, with Senior Night coming up this Friday, the 17th, at home, now we'd like to take some time to actually talk to a couple seniors. Right now we'd like to welcome to the show senior number 9 forward, Alex Wolkowski. Alex, welcome to the Stevenson Hockey Podcast.
Thank you, Paul. Glad to be here.
Okay, first off, Wolkowski, a.k.a. Whip. That's what you go by. We got to know, you got to tell everybody, how'd you get the nickname Whip?
Ever since I've been a little kid, I've always been my dad's little whippersnapper, so I guess it's just been evolved into the Whip over the hockey years, and that's how all my hockey friends know me.
Okay, and certainly that's how everybody knows you, Whip, so just wanted to get that out of the way in case anybody hears me calling you Whip. I guess they'll know why. So, Whip, it's your senior year, your second year on the team. You guys are winding down. You've had some successful times here at Stevenson. You know, what do you make of your time here so far, coming into your last couple games?
You know, I try to make the most out of every game, so it's winding down. I'm coming down to my last few games here, so I got to make the most, and glad to be here, enjoying the moment.
As we mentioned many times in the podcast here, you guys play a pretty daunting schedule. You know, what do you take away from these big games when you're able to go up against these quality opponents night in and night out?
All these teams are very tough, so every time we play a tougher team, we learn from it, and we learn from our mistakes, so it's just going to help us come playoff time. So when we play all these tough teams in the regular season, that any team we play in playoffs, you know, we'll have a chance to beat.
And that's something, obviously, that with the previous success of some of the teams here, one that you were on last year had quite a run. It really is all about facing some quality opponents and getting ready for that playoff stretch, correct?
This year, too, we've definitely been a lot more defensive. We've been shutting down some top-quality opponents. We've been keeping them, you know, low-score games. We just need to find a way to score some goals, and I think we'll be getting there.
That's one aspect of the game I know you guys and Coach preaches is definitely the defensive side. And something as being a forward, though, you have to, you know, be able to play 200 feet, not just be able to play at the forward position, but play defensively as well.
Yeah, we strive on block shots and, you know, just not our man trying to let them score. So, you know, we just try to do whatever we can to prevent any kind of goals.
Okay, and with this being your last couple games as a senior, you know, what do you think you'll take most away from your time here at Stevenson?
Just putting, you know, the most into everything I can and, you know, striving to be better every day, I guess.
And, I mean, would you say, obviously, take that not only on the ice but off the ice?
Yeah, off the ice. You know, Coach wants us to do excellent things when we leave here, no matter what it is, if it's playing on or if it's going to college or, you know, starting in the workforce. He just wants us to succeed in whatever we do.
And with that being said, what is your plans after you graduate? Are you looking to play hockey? Are you looking to go to school? What exactly do you want to do?
You know, my plans right now are wide open. It'd be, you know, an honor to play hockey on, but at the same time, you know, I might go to trade school or college is still an option, but I think I'd like to go to trade school to become an electrician.
Well, very cool. Whatever you do on in your endeavors, we definitely wish you the best. It's been great having you here on the team, and we wish you the best of luck coming down these last few games and hopefully a long, nice, successful playoff run. That's Alex Walkowski. Alex Whip, thank you for joining us here on the Stevenson Hockey Podcast, and like we said, good luck.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so moving along with our player profile, keeping it a senior theme this week, now we'd like to bring in senior goaltender number 34, Derek Dudek. Derek, we'd like to welcome you to the Stevenson Hockey Podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you. And first-year senior goaltender here at Stevenson. Tell us a little bit about your path here and before you made it to Stevenson Hockey.
I played the last few years here in Livonia on the Knights. I was a starter there for quite a few years, and, you know, it was just rough a little bit with the team. You know, we didn't do so good. We didn't win many games, but we just had to keep pushing forward and just do as good as we could, and made it pretty far, state semis, and, you know, lost there, but that's all right. Learned a lot.
Okay, and you're a goaltender, so, I mean, you're one of two guys on the team. You have a very important role. I mean, at the drop of a dime, you could be in a game. It's something you got to be mentally ready for. You know, tell us a little bit about your approach and working with Will and just, you know, taking the role that you've done a great job at, you know, in being the goaltender here at Stevenson, one of them.
I really enjoyed playing with Will, actually. He's really nice, and I think we have a good relationship, as we can be, being the two goalies. And I just got to stay mentally focused. I know I'm not going to play, but I got to take it like I would. And I always got to be ready on the bench, you know, and just positive, picking guys up and just keeping everything rolling on the bench positive.
And that is huge. I mean, honestly, and your role is in that, some people may not understand, that's an understatement. Not only being the, you know, one of the two goalies, but if you're not in a game, being on the bench and being positive, that's something that has a huge effect that people may not realize. So we really appreciate the role that you do there. And like you mentioned, I mean, just being ready to go on a dime, that's something that you have to be mentally ready to go.
On the bench, it's just really fun being there. And in practices, I got to take them like games and just take them super serious. And I do the best I can to do that. And I really try hard in practices to prove myself, to, you know, I'm sure I'm always ready no matter what.
And also, too, not only playing Stevenson hockey, but you're a two-sport student, I guess. Your other sport is soccer, correct?
That's correct. I actually played 3 years for Stevenson here. I played my freshman year and my sophomore year on JV. Unfortunately, I didn't make it my junior year, but that's all right. I kept striving for it, kept trying to get better, and I think I did because I made it my senior year and played there.
Have you found at all that any of the sport of soccer ever translates into hockey in any aspects the same?
I think for soccer, I definitely understood playing. Like, since I played goalie in hockey, I could understand what the goalie was thinking for soccer, so I could kind of have feelings for him. In playing goalie, I had feelings for, like, my defense and could kind of understand what they were thinking. But also, I played forward in soccer, so I could also understand more, like, what it's like to try and go out there and score and try your hardest and not be so successful and sometimes be successful. It's not easy. It's very challenging.
Well, that's cool. It's got to be a nice change of pace. Obviously, you know, being stuck in the net behind the play, if you will, and soccer gives you a chance to go out and actually run around and try and create some chaos, correct?
Yeah, the thought process is also completely different. On playing out in soccer, you got to be much quicker, know what's going on, know where your guy is, know where the ball is and everything. And in goalie, sometimes you might be stuck. The team might be having the puck down in their end for a while, and you just got to stay focused, and sometimes it might be slow, and then all of a sudden it might transition back down. You got to be really quick and ready to go.
Well, there, and you just kind of summed up what goaltending, how tough it can be mentally if you don't see a lot of action or if you see action. So, again, just kind of point out there that, you know, being a goaltender is something that not a lot of people are able to do, and it's something that you've done a really good job at. So, congratulations on your success this year with Stevenson thus far. And we got a few games left, so we wish you luck the rest of the season, and wish you luck in the playoffs, and hopefully have a nice long run.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me. This is a pleasure.
Okay, that was senior goaltender number 34, Derek Dudek. All right, and that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Stevenson Hockey Podcast. We are at episode 10 here. We are just moving along. So As always, we'd like to thank head coach David Mitchell, who joins us each and every week here to keep us up to date. And we'd also like to thank seniors Alex Walkowski and Derek Dudek for joining us here on this week's edition of the Stephenson Hockey Podcast. So a lot of things to look forward to here. We're coming down the stretch, the last few games. Tune in next time as we have a recap of those and look forward to the playoffs that'll be starting soon. So as always, we'd like to thank you for joining us here on the Livonia Stephenson Hockey Podcast. Keep coming back. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you next time. As always, go Spartans.